Sometime between mid-November and the end of the year, the pace of people's lives traditionally picks up. Holiday shopping, decorating, planning meals for crowds of people. But this year, COVID-19, the deadliest virus outbreak in over a century, has derailed many plans. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jolene Almendadez. For Sean Burton in Lakeside Park, Kentucky, this time last year was especially busy.
I got married last year on October 31st to my wife, and then we had our reception on the week after. And then a couple weeks later, we've been fostering dogs, and we were what they call foster fail. We kept our dogs.
He and his wife, Amy Sershula, ended up with a German Shepherd lab mix named Rocky. But this year, right after Burton's 40th birthday in early October, the number of COVID-19 cases began to skyrocket across the country, and it's no better now. Last week, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine issued a statewide curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear issued tighter restrictions on public and private gatherings. This worried Burton.
So it seems like every time people get together, no matter how careful they are, infections happen.
West Cincinnati resident Kate Lopez knows that better than most people. She's an occupational therapist at Mercy Health.
This virus is bizarre, and it's really hard to anticipate what's going to happen.
She says mortality rates don't tell the whole story of COVID-19, though more than 250,000 people have died of the virus. She says others have long-term lingering symptoms, but her family so far has stayed healthy.
And so I'm kind of proud of that fact that we've done so well for so long. And I don't want anything to kind of mess that up, especially as the numbers are spiking. We're seeing numbers at our hospital that are higher than we've had the entire time. And I say that every day because there's a couple more. It feels like we pass that number every day that I go into the hospital.
She has to wear goggles when she interacts with patients and uses the same surgical mask for a week. Before the pandemic, she used a fresh one every time she went into a room where somebody had an airborne virus. For her and the rest of her extended family, her parents, three siblings, and six kids in the mix, the chance of passing the virus onto each other is too probable. They're not getting together for Thanksgiving like they do every year at her mom's home in Coleraine Township.
But my son was the biggest one. He's 11, and he was the one that 1,000% did not want to miss grandma's cooking. And so that kind of started the process, like, wait a minute, we're not doing Thanksgiving, but how am I going to get the pretzel jello salad?
Pretzel jello salad. That's strawberry jello, a layer of whipped cream, and a pretzel crust, his grandma's specialty.
It's so Midwest. Yeah.
She says the family decided to do a potluck exchange the Friday after Thanksgiving and plan to enjoy a Zoom conference together on Saturday.
So we thought that would be a lot more a good substitute. But if we avoid this year, then hopefully we can still be together without any issues in person next year.
Missing out on the holiday traditions isn't ideal, but she says it has made her think about a holiday phrase she hears every year. Less presents, more presence.
And we say that every holiday season, that we should focus on the non-material things. But I really believe that this holiday season is making us do that and appreciate one another, and feeling that loss of not being able to be together, it really makes you appreciate your family more. So I think that's definitely a silver lining.
Not everyone has been lucky enough to recreate the holiday with their family. Sean Burton says he's not headed to his parents' house for Thanksgiving either. His brother, who got COVID after attending a wedding, will be there. Something Burton says kind of irritates him.
We haven't talked about that, but he's my older brother, and so we've got that kind of dynamic where he knows what's right, and I'm just being silly.
He and his wife Amy might meet with her family for an outside gathering the day after Thanksgiving, but that's still up in the air.
We might. I don't know what Amy and I are going to do. Might just pick up something from Bob Evans, or, you know, order pizza. I don't know. Like, it's with two people, it's not, you can't really have a Thanksgiving dinner of any real size.
The CDC recommends limiting the number of people at gatherings this year, ventilating indoor spaces, and opting for online get-togethers instead of in person. For more information about safe gathering tips, visit our website, wvxu.org. Jolene Almendadez, 91.7 WVXU.